Radio.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we do try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. You can visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane for expert advice on supplements. You can ask questions online or in person. So Village Green is your resource for questions about your health, and they carry superior supplements from many manufacturers. And please do take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's show on nutrition. Now, today's guest is Tana Amen of Amen Clinics on the Omni Diet, and it's all about changing your life. This is going to be very interesting. I think you're going to learn a lot, and I always like our listeners to go away from the show. I like you to have tips that you can start using right away, and I think you're going to find this very helpful. Now, Tana is a nurse, a New York Times best-selling author, highly respected health and fitness expert, and a nationally renowned speaker and media guest. And along with her recent book, The Omni Diet, which we will be discussing, which is a New York Times bestseller, Tana is the author of four other successful books. She and her husband, Dr. Daniel Amen, recently appeared together in the popular PBS television show, The Omni Health Revolution. And her fresh approach and energetic presence have made her an in-demand speaker, and she's been a television guest for the doctors, NBC's Today, Good Day New York, and many, many others. And she's given presentations at Saddleback Church, High Performance Academy, Superhero U, and many other wellness-focused organizations. So Tana brings to the table a lot of interesting background. Her approach is metabolic medicine. You hear me talk a lot about biomedical medicine and metabolic medicine. So she's going to share that information. Tana, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be with you this morning, Dana.
Yes, and I think we're going to have a lot to discuss. Let's start with the book. Let's talk about the Omni Diet and how you came about determining the diet, and an overview of it, because I think it's very interesting, and I think our listeners are going to like this.
Thank you. Yes, well, the Omni Diet is actually the nutrition program that we use in the clinics. And so a lot of people think that that was the reason that I wrote it, because I am a nurse and I've worked in the medical industry for a long time. But that's not why I wrote it. This was actually my journey. I was on a health crusade, if you will, for many years because of my own health. And so really what this was many years of research coming together because I suffered for many, many years. Actually, I was chronically ill from the time I was a very young child. And so I was one of those, what we called in the hospital as a nurse, a frequent flyer. I'd say I earned my miles the hard way. And I had upper and lower GIs by the time I was four. I was, chronically on antibiotics, multiple surgeries. And then at 23, I developed thyroid cancer that came back three times. And it's like a sweater unraveling. And so anyone who has been chronically ill knows what I'm talking about. So you go to one doctor, then you go to another specialist, and they're all treating these individual systems when what to me was so frustrating, especially being a nurse, is they're not looking at me like a whole person. So everything's going wrong, and at one point I'm finally on 9 prescriptions, and I'm frustrated. And when I complained about it, the doctor actually told me that I was the one in denial, that this was all genetic, and that I should maybe go see a psychiatrist so that I could get some help, which made me fall out of my chair, of course, because I'm married to a very well-known psychiatrist. And I'm thinking, these people don't really understand this from a patient's perspective.
They certainly don't.
And that's when I really went on this crusade to understand better.
Well, and I think a lot of people do come into this field because of their own issues or the issues within their family. I certainly hear this quite a bit, and especially among professionals, when they realize that their professional training has not been helpful to achieve, you know, full wellness. I'm not denigrating the importance of acute care and acute medical
care. Absolutely not. It was very helpful to me because I was in that setting. So this was very helpful to me to suddenly be a patient and experience that. How do you want to say it? Like if I go to, you know, if I'm really acutely ill, I was a trauma nurse. And if I go into a trauma unit with a gunshot wound, please don't give me willow bark.
Yes.
You know, I appreciate what we did. And I am grateful to this day for the medication that I will take for the rest of my life. I am not anti-medicine. I am married to a physician. I have total appreciation for what we do. And what was so good for me was to now be able to bridge that gap because I feel like there was a gap. So what I appreciate now is being on the other side, I didn't realize that even I did it. You know, you have this tendency to look at a patient and just be focusing on what you need to focus on rather than really looking at them as a whole person with these four circles, bio, psycho, social, spiritual. And once you are in the other chair or wearing the other set of shoes, I will say, you understand it's very, very different and it's very frustrating. And I don't do that anymore. So now it's a very different perspective for me. And I'm as much as it was frustrating to me and I never understood why God allowed me to go through that, if you will, I now understand. And I see patients very differently. And we treat patients very differently now. We have morphed completely. We are now a functional psychiatry clinic, if you will. And so we treat people completely from a very holistic perspective. We are not anti-medicine at all. But we always start with a natural perspective in mind first. We use food, we treat hormones. We want to look at everything that's going on with that patient before we just reach for a prescription pad.
Yes, and that's important. I call all of the options for
Absolutely.
Healthcare a buffet. You
Exactly.
can get all you can eat or order a set plate. There's lots of ways to incorporate.
And we want to know about things like past trauma.
Yes.
And, you know, emotional components of what's going on with a patient because it matters.
You mentioned the, I believe, four circles, biosocial, spiritual, and...
Psycho. Biopsychosocial, spiritual, right.
I like that. I like that. Expand on that a little bit.
Well, your biology, that's clearly what most, you know, I think Western medicine treats by is the biology.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the psychology. So, you know, we need to know what's going on with you psychologically. Now, in psychiatry, that's typically what most people will treat by, and they sort of ignore the biology. So how do we know if you're depressed because maybe you had a head injury or toxic exposure or your hormones are out of balance? So we tend, as a psychiatric clinic, to treat a little bit differently than a lot of other clinics treat. We actually think that there's a lot more going on biologically than people realize with your psychology. They're very much interconnected.
Yes.
We see a lot of head injuries where people never realize they had head injuries. But then there's the spiritual component, and we think this is huge. Now, spiritual is different for everybody, and we respect that. We have physicians from all different backgrounds. We have 25 doctors in our clinics. So, you know, whatever that means, even someone who claims they're an atheist, there's something that's meaningful in their life. So we focus on what is that meaningful thing in your life. And that's spiritual to some degree. We really want to hone in on what that spiritual component is because it's very important in recovery.
Right. And your term spiritual, as I understand it, is not religious. It's that
no,
inner.
And for many people it is. And
yes.
For the people who it is religious for, clearly we want to focus on that.
Yes.
But for people who it's not religious for, we want to make sure that we find what that spiritual, what is the meaning in your life? What's the meaning and purpose for you in life? Because it's very important. And so we really want to focus on that. So biopsychosocial and spiritual. So social is we get better together.
Yes.
You know, we're a pair-bonded species, and so people get better when they are doing it in community. So family, community. And when people are alone, they tend to isolate more. And so we really want to work on how do we get them connected.
Excellent, excellent. I like that combination, and I like your description of it. Very fresh
Thank
approach.
Yes.
So talk to us. We're going to spend more time in the next segment on this, but just a few sentences about the Omni Diet, and then we'll open that up and explore it in the next segment.
So the book, when people see the book, they're like, wow, it's a big book. It is. There's a lot of science in it because I want people to understand what food does. It's the science made simple.
Uh-huh.
It's what food is actually doing. Food is either medicine or it's poison, frankly. It's doing something. It's not just something you put in your mouth. It's doing something to your body. It's really based on this big word called nutrigenomics, which is very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Food is either turning on health-promoting genes, or it's turning on disease-causing genes, and it does it every single day. Now, that's really exciting to someone like me who has this history and these genes that say I should be fat, depressed, you know, have heart disease and diabetes. So that means I have some control. I can eat food that is turning off those genes and turning on some health-promoting genes. But for some of the people we see in our clinics, it's a really scary thing. The food they're eating is really not helping them. So what I wanted to do is teach people, look, these are the foods that turn on these genes. These are the foods that turn on those genes. Because a lot of the diseases of lifestyle can be prevented. And we want people to understand that. And so the Omni Diet is really... I hate the word diet,
yes.
But, you know, publishers need their words for searchability
mm-hmm.
on search engines. And one of my mentors is Barry Sears, and he helps me wrap my brain around the word diet. He said the word diet, the root of the word diet really means way of life. And that's really what the Omni Diet is. It is a book to help people change their lives forever. So it's a program that is 70% plant-based, 30% high-quality protein. So it's really, I try to simplify it down so people can imagine a plate of 30% plant-based foods, 30% high-quality protein and 70% plant-based foods. I want them to focus more on plant-based foods. Now, that does not mean it's low-fat, because in both of those types of foods, in the 70% plants and the 30% high-quality protein, there's a lot of fat in there. There's nuts, there's avocados, there's seeds, there's, you know, wild salmon. So this is not a low-fat program. And it is a program designed to really help people eliminate the things that are causing inflammation and disease, get rid of processed foods, and start putting whole foods back in your life.
Now,
it's simpler than it sounds.
it's a great overview, and we will break this down. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more information from Tana Amon on the Omni Diet.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCT. CTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Next week, please tune in for Kevin's show on nutrition. Today's guest is Tana Amon. And we have been talking about the Omni diet, but she brings much more to the table. We're talking about lifestyle changes and what they have found important. Her husband is Dr. Daniel Amon, and they have the Amon Clinics. And there's a lot of, they're very progressive. We just talked about the circles of biology, social, psycho, and spiritual, and how important those are to address when we look at health, both in treatment and prevention, and improving our overall health as well as the anti-aging aspects. So we will want to talk about anti-aging as well, Tana. So let's carry on our discussion of the Omni diet.
Absolutely. So I think we left off with sort of the overview of what it is, the 70% plants and 30% high-quality protein. And what I did to sort of help people get started. I think people, when they start a program, they get a little overwhelmed. And when I work with clients, especially the patients we have that are not well, and if you look at them and tell them, we're going to give you this amazing plan and you're going to do this for the rest of your life, they look at me like they're in the headlights and it's just too overwhelming. So what I tell people is, give me 2 weeks to change your life forever. People can do anything for 2 weeks, especially if they're not well. They will try it. I mean, how many diets have most people tried? They've tried a gazillion diets. So I just tell them, give me 2 weeks. In those 2 weeks, it's not because it's a two-week program. I've broken this down into 3 2-week phases followed up by a maintenance phase. And the reason why is because we have found, and the research shows, that people will try things in smaller increments. So those two-week phases, they can wrap their brain around trying something new. And it's in that first 2 weeks that people get really excited about the progress. Because 2 weeks is a shorter amount of time than most medications take to kick in. So if they're feeling really miserable, I just tell them, give me 2 weeks. It's less time than your medications are going to take to kick in. And if you don't feel better, if you don't, you know, if you don't feel the inflammation coming down and you don't, your insomnia doesn't go away, your headaches aren't going away, your joint pain isn't better, because this is the things that they report that happens. The joint pain gets better. The insomnia gets better. Their headaches are gone. Their sex drive gets better. Their blood sugar drops. Their blood pressure drops. pain is better. I mean, all of these things start getting better. And so the big things are the IBS, the pain, the migraines, all of these things get better because you know what inflammation does. They don't really understand that. But they do know that in those 2 weeks, those things get better because of the inflammation. The inflammation's going away. And so I just tell them, if in 2 weeks those things aren't getting better, then you can go back to eating all the garbage you were eating, sitting around on the couch and feeling miserable all day, and I won't think differently of you. We can still be friends. And they just laugh, you know. but 2 weeks is manageable. And so the first 2 weeks I have them really just focusing on food, cleaning out their pantry, and buying the things they're going to need to get started. And that's really because making too many changes at once is just too much for most people, and they won't stick to it. The second phase is where they start adding in an exercise program. The first phase I have them just walking. Second phase is really understanding the science of exercise and why it's so important. And then the third phase is really understanding the benefit of reducing stress and why they need sleep. Now, interestingly, in the first phase, they start sleeping better. So,
sure.
But it's, I just don't try to throw all of it at them at once.
Well,
so
that's
three,
smart.
3 week phases.
That is very smart. So when they clean out the pantry, what's that look like?
Well, what we have them do, so the first 2 weeks, what the first 2 weeks really is it's a simple elimination diet. So that's what the first 2 weeks are. Now, I don't want people focusing on the word elimination. So what I have them focus on is replace.
Mm-hmm.
Replace, don't erase. So it's really an elimination diet. We're having them get rid of the toxic things that are stealing their joy, stealing their health, stealing their vitality. So they're going to get rid of things like sugar. They're going to get rid of gluten, most grains actually for the first 2 weeks. They're going to get rid of corn and dairy and soy. And they look at me like, well, what's left? Okay, so, and then if they can, you know, we have them either wean off coffee or get rid of it completely for the first 2 weeks and then alcohol. But they, you know, then of course they look at me like, well, that's everything in my house. Believe it or not, when I show them all the replacement foods, they're usually shocked because for everything I have them take out, there are two or three things they get to actually add in. And that's what surprises most people is that they just aren't accustomed to how many things there are to eat that are health promoting. They're just so used to reaching for the first thing that the food industry promotes. So there are so many foods that actually provide abundant health. And so when I show them all of those alternatives, the almond milk, coconut milk, you know, even a gazillion other things, but those are the common ones, and we replace those things. There are so many foods that they can replace the grains with, and they don't even realize that. There, you know, there are shirataki noodles. There are so many things. And they don't understand that. And when we teach them that, they're like, oh, okay, I can do this. It's very different. It's not hard. It's a paradigm shift.
Right.
So for those first 2 weeks, it does take a little bit of thought. It's not that it's hard. It takes thought. So we have them clean out the pantry because I tell them, make one decision, not 30. So, you know, if you don't clean it out, you're lying to yourself to think that you're just going to be able to just walk past the pantry and not grab the things you're accustomed to. So instead of making 30 decisions and sitting there flirting with it, okay, I'm going to do it, I'm not going to do it, I'm going to do it, I'm not going to do it, just get rid of it. So get rid of the things that are stealing your joy and stealing your health. And that's what we have to have people really understand. When they say to me, this is hard, they really create this idea in their head about how hard it is to be healthy. I actually want them to turn that around. No, it's harder not to be healthy.
That's right.
What's hard is being sick. What's hard is not having energy. What's hard? What is worse? Eating the things that are making you have diarrhea all day? So you can't go to your children's games, so you call in sick. Like, I want them to reframe that, and we do a lot of work around that. So that first 2 weeks is all about that.
Excellent.
And we reframe that. We clean out their pantry. We do this elimination diet. That is where all of the power in this program is at because they're in. They buy in during that 2 weeks. So that's where the work is, but that's also where all the power is.
And
the next 2 weeks is easy.
I like the way you're presenting lots of options. It's not so much a focus on the negative as, okay, this is what you can eat. So for grains, we've got the non-grain noodles. They're going to say, what am I going to snack on? Well, you brought it out when we first mentioned it, the good fats, nuts.
Oh, yes. And see, that's where they end up not being hungry. The music to my ears is that when people start this program, this is not – a restrictive program. What I mean by that is, yes, we're eliminating foods. What they don't have is they're not hungry, because it's not a low-calorie diet. It's also not a low-fat diet. So we have them eating frequently, especially in the beginning, so because we don't want them feeling deprived. So what happens is, within the first week, they come back for the second class. They walk in and they're like, I can't eat this much food. And that's music to my ears, because we don't want them making the association of making this lifestyle change with deprivation. So what they're doing, though, is they're eating so much healthy food. Like, almost all of my testimonials are, I can't believe how much food I ate, and I lost an average. The average weight loss is 7 pounds in the first week. Now, it's not because this isn't magic. It's because it's inflammation. I want people to understand that there's a difference. So these people are inflamed. They're eating garbage. So when you stop eating garbage, you lose a ton of weight in the beginning. It does taper off. You do start losing weight at a normal pace at some point, depending on how much you have to lose, how inflamed you are. If you don't need to lose weight, you're not going to lose 7 pounds in the first week, and people need to understand that. So that's the fun part, is that they have this, they're not hungry. So they're eating frequently, but when you eat the combination of high-quality protein, small amounts, and healthy fat, and you're eating those frequently, it resets your hormones. It's all about the hormone balance. So this isn't just like, you know, okay, I just eat foods and I lose weight. No, it's about balancing your hormones. When you eat bad food, you're setting off this cascade of the hormones that, or when I say bad food, I mean disease-causing food, you know, inflammation-causing food. You set off this cascade of hormones that send this. Your brain never gets the signal that you ate. So it's like thwarts that signal. But when you eat the right foods that are health-promoting, you're not only turning off those disease-promoting genes, but you're now triggering the hormones that tell your body that you're satisfied, that you're full. So you turn off that insulin, and you turn on leptin, and you turn on these things that send that signal to your brain that, like, oh, I don't need more. So they come in, they're like, I don't understand. I'm eating a ton of food, more than I used to eat, but I'm not hungry.
Yes.
And then they break that addiction to sugar.
And that's the major secret. And I think you have described it very well. For those of you who have just tuned in with us, this is The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And we are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information on changing your lifestyle, changing your diet, and feeling a whole lot better. It's the Omni Diet we're talking about with Tana Amon, and we have more information ahead. Stay tuned.
Too much sugar in your body does more than add unwanted pounds. These sugar molecules bombard your body's cells, bonding with fats and proteins in a process known as glycation. And the end result leads to health issues that age your body. That's why so many people have jumped on the vitamin B6 bandwagon. B6 blocks the end products of glycation. Life Extension's pyridoxal 5-phosphate is a bioactive form of vitamin B6. It enters your body ready to work. So do yourself a favor before you get 1 minute older. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's Pyridoxal 5-phosphate.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. CogniSure. Remember CogniSure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, and today we're talking with Hannah Amon, and we've been talking about the Omni Diet to really change your life. I just wanted to give you a little tidbit, a little more information about Hannah. She's a nurse and the New York Times best-selling author. And in addition to working with her husband at the Amon Clinics, Tana was a nutrition consultant and part of the team. This is very interesting, which included her husband, Dr. Daniel Amon, and Dr. Mark Hyman, who we've interviewed, and Dr. Oz. And they created the wildly popular Daniel Plan for Saddleback Church at the request of Pastor Rick Warren. That's very interesting. I didn't know if you wanted to say a few words about that, Tana.
Oh my gosh, that plan has taken off. It just went global. And their book that they just wrote is now number one. Well, last week was number one on the New York Times bestseller list. That is just, it's been amazing. And the secret, again, is the small groups. It's the community. That is what made that program so successful. So, yes, I was one of the main coaches, and so they used a lot of my tips to make that work. And really, that helped me to really hone in and develop. I learned really quickly what works and what doesn't work in large groups.
That was
very helpful.
Well, when we were talking in the last segment, you talked about having people clean out their pantry and avoid sugar, most grains, especially glutens, milk products, soy. And you talked about, I like your, you have some neat key phrases, replace, don't erase.
Right.
So you talked about non-grain noodles, and we were talking on the break about some of the easy ways to make somebody's favorite food.
Yes.
Still a favorite food, but healthy. Talk about that.
Well, I was actually on a program called Recipe Rehab on ABC. It was really fun. And my husband often says that's my gift because he, you know, when you have children, you have to learn how to do this in a way that is tasty. And I think that husbands are big children. So I'm sorry, but my husband is actually harder to please with food than my daughter. And he knows he only wants healthy food, but it still has to taste good. So what I do is I take their favorite food, my husband and my daughter, and I rehab the recipes. So my daughter likes chicken nuggets or fingers or whatever, and she's not getting the commercial ones. I mean, those things are literally poison. So I take chicken fingers and I make them healthy. And here's the really cool thing. They're so easy to make. They literally take minutes. So those are like coconut shrimp. And so I rehab all of their favorite recipes. And I just make them not only easy, but really tasty. And so that's the key. That's the key to making this work. So my husband often says no suffering required, because you just take out the toxic ingredients. So the crust on the coconut shrimp is made with coconut flour and macadamia nuts. I mean, how easy is that? So, and it's, and a little bit of egg, if you can do egg, if not, use water. And it's like that simple. And so they're simple, they're tasty, and that's how you make it work. And then one other thing that people should understand, we understand that you don't live in a vacuum. So there's this 90-10 rule. So 90% of the time you eat like this, and there's no failing. So your GPS device doesn't call you a stupid idiot when you make a mistake. And we've noticed that especially women, they get stuck on this idea of perfectionism. I think perfectionism is an excuse to fail. It's an excuse to pick up your toys and go home and go, oh, I can't do this. It's too hard. Since I can't be perfect, I'm not going to do it at all. We just tell people, make the first legal U-turn, like your GPS device tells you. There is no failing, and that's why I built in this 90-10 rule. It's like, look, we get it. you go to a wedding, you go somewhere, you're traveling, it's hard to find the stuff, or you forgot to take your lunchbox with you or whatever, just make the first legal U-turn. Build in that 90-10 rule. You know, if there's a party coming up and you know you're just not going to do it perfectly, just stay away from your trigger foods. Do the things necessary not to just completely blow it, but don't be like a failure. Have a very simple way to get back on track, which I actually talk about in the book, very simple tactics to just get back on track. There is no failing.
I like
it's
that.
It's not a big deal. This, you're going to do this for the rest of your life, so you can't be a failure at it.
I call it trial and response, not trial
like
and
it.
Error. Trial and
yes.
response. Now, you mentioned the 70% plant-based foods in the diet and 30%
yes.
high-quality protein.
Right.
Be specific about the high-quality protein, because this is always controversial, and you and I are on the same page with high-quality protein and good fats in that protein.
Right. Okay, so interestingly, this is not a vegan program per se, but we do work with a lot of vegan and vegetarian people. So I have designed it for people who are vegan and vegetarian that they can still do the program because they still need protein and they need to be a vegan or vegetarian in thoughtful ways. So I've got, you know, the word vegan is not synonymous with health, and I need people to understand
Thank
that.
Thank you.
We go by the numbers, all right? So I don't have an agenda for people when they walk in our clinics. I am not their food philosophy is not of interest to me, but guess what? Your body doesn't care about your food philosophy either. It needs what it needs. And I see people fight more over food philosophies than they do about politics or religion. So I call this a bipartisan plan. If you're vegan and it's a core value for you, we're going to help you optimize your health. But if it's not a core value for you, all we want to know is we check your numbers. We do your blood work. We check your hormones, all of those things, your fatty acid ratios, and that's how we approach health. So if you're a vegan, you still need to get your protein, and you still need to make sure that you're optimizing your health, and we will do it according to that. I'm not going to try and change your core values any more than I'm going to try and change your religion. But at the same time, what this program is designed to do is help you, if you're going to eat protein, which it's not a vegan program, we want you to eat high-quality protein. The protein I'm talking about is if you eat poultry. It should be cage-free, truly cage-free poultry. And you can do, I talk about it in the book, a tad bit of research and find out which poultry is actually cage-free, hormone-free, antibiotic-free. Same thing with meat. If you're going to eat meat, it needs to be free-range, antibiotic-free, hormone-free meat. And did you know that, I know you probably know this, but people that we coach, when you're eating that cage-free, antibiotic-free, hormone-free meat, and it actually runs and is not stuck in a cage being fed soy and corn, it's 30% lower in palmitic acid, which is the bad saturated fat
right.
that causes heart disease. So that's what I'm talking about when I say high-quality protein. And there are some, like for breakfast, I actually eat smoothies, and it's pea protein that I'm eating. It's some vegetarian-based proteins. So, but I do, it's not a vegetarian-based diet, and yet you can't adapt it.
Right, and we do have to adapt. There's really no one diet for every human on
no,
Earth. There are
not.
Obviously different diets, and what I find remarkable is that people will pick up a book, whether it's low fat, low carb, whatever, and if they don't do well on it, they keep at it because they believe there is this one diet. Where you're talking about health and adapting the diet, the foods that are selected based on the individual. And
yeah, we customize programs.
Yes.
We have a nutritionist and a functional medicine physician. We test you and we customize the program. So this is the format. The Omni Diet is the base. But then for people who want to be customized or they have specific health problems, we believe in customizing nutrition.
Excellent, excellent. Eggs, talk about the eggs.
We think eggs are specific to the individual. So, again, they should be cage-free if you're going to eat them. Now, I like eggs. There was a time where they didn't work for me very well because I think I was overeating them. But we have people who do just fine on eggs. We have people who do not do fine on eggs. So, for me, it's not a black and white blanket statement.
Right.
Just like most foods. I don't think it's a black and white blanket statement. There's many things, you know, that just work well for some people and not well for other people. I'm glad they work for me because I travel so much.
Yes.
So for me, they're a great travel food. But for a lot of people that come in, we do the elimination diet with people, and I don't put eggs on that initial list.
Right.
And then after the 2 weeks, or even through the 2 weeks, if we don't notice they're getting results, we then have them take the eggs out too. Now, people can get tested, and we sometimes, you know, if they want to get tested, we can do that. You know, there's some controversy over the testing, and we like the testing, but we know there's some controversy, and not everyone can afford it. So the poor man's test is do the diet. It's like do the elimination diet. So we just know if we take it out of their diet and they respond, great. And then after a couple weeks, after several weeks, you add one food back in at a time. We know right away which foods are working for them, which foods are not. They know immediately, especially gluten. You get off gluten for a few weeks, you put it back in your diet, you know instantly if it's working or not. And that's the biggie. But eggs is an individual. That's an individual thing.
Right. And certainly there are foods that affect people very differently based on their own chemistry.
Absolutely.
And I like that you address it. I call this the patient doesn't lie. You
right.
know,
what, I like that.
What's the patient experiencing? And I also refer to the fact, and I know this is your philosophy as well, we don't treat paperwork, we treat patients. We use
Absolutely.
The paperwork. We use, I mean, I've been at this 50 years, and to see the sophistication of testing we now have, which I'm sure in the next 20, 30 years, we're going to say, oh, we really are sophisticated now. I don't think we've achieved the height, the optimum of testing, but we have wonderful testing. But
yes.
I still listen to that patient. And when I say listen, how do they look? Do they have allergic shiners? Do they have edema? What's their energy like? What are they reporting about their sleep? The patient doesn't lie.
Exactly. I like that. That's excellent.
Well, we're going
to... We use the paperwork as a journal. It's like, okay, let's look at the... Let's check it out. Let's see what the chart is showing.
Yes, you know, it's a very important tool, and we're going to talk more about the diet and anything that you want to add that you feel our listeners would benefit from. So if you've just tuned in, listeners, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and please stay with us. Our guest is Tana Amen, and we are going to be giving you more hints and tips about the Omni Diet and how you can adapt it. And you'll want to buy the book. She talked about recipes. There's much more in the book. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the show, and I do share this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next week, tune in for Kevin's show on nutrition. Now, today's guest has been Tana Amon, and we've tried to cover a lot about the Omni Diet and mindsets in health and what health and wellness are, and we're going to reemphasize those. She presented that the Omni Diet is 70% plant-based food and 30% high-quality protein, and it's not low-fat, it's the good fats, which you certainly hear on this show repeatedly, that fat is very important in the human diet, and especially the good fats. So we're going to touch on these. We also mentioned trigger foods. We'll touch on those and what they mean. So Tana, let's take it away, and we'll leave them with a lot more information than they ever thought they'd get in one show.
Thanks, Dana. You know, when we talk about the plant-based foods, a lot of people, I got a lot of emails, what about the fat? Well, your brain is 60% fat. So the solid weight of your brain is 60% fat. So my husband and I often tell people, be happy if someone calls you a fathead. And you want to take care of that fat. So these low-fat diets, you know, it was one of the worst things that ever happened to the American diet when people started this low-fat craze. And, you know, the American Heart Association didn't really mean cut out all fat. They meant cut out the bad fat. They meant cut out the saturated fat. But the message got out there, and as would have it, you know, the food industry went, oh, guess what? We can do that. And they created these, do you remember Entenmann's? Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
We all went crazy. And when they cut the fat out, they started putting all sorts of chemicals in and sugar. They increased the sugar. And many of those foods were up to 150 calories higher than their fat-filled counterparts that had fat in them, and they also had up to 30 grams of sugar more than the same food that had fat.
Yeah, the same thing with dressings. You know,
it was crazy. They were increasing the sugar and increasing the chemicals and increasing the calories, but they were decreasing the fat.
Yes.
It's like, wow. So we want you to cut out things like fried fats, trans fats, you know, and fat from industrial-raised animals as much as possible. But when we talk about fat, we want you to focus on things like nuts and avocados. These are all plant-based foods. So nuts and avocados, and one of my favorites is coconut. Love coconut. So these are the types of fats that really are good for your brain. Okay, they're good for your body. Of course, we want you to pay attention. Don't go just total bonkers with them. But, you know, you can eat these fats. And then when we talk about plant-based foods, I often tell people you can eat as much like non-starchy vegetables, eat as many of them as you want, especially the green leafy ones. I add them to smoothies. I mean, I do, because I tell people to get 9 cups of vegetables a day. And if you are going to do that, you want to start with breakfast. So put them in your smoothies. I call them my go-to fast food. Love smoothies. And so, you know, be putting vegetables in everything. And one of my favorite types of vegetables, plant-based foods. You know, you want to avoid white potatoes, but sweet potatoes are amazing. They're not even a potato. And that's what's so funny. People are like, but aren't they potatoes? No, they're not actually potatoes. And one organic sweet potato with the skin on has more fiber than a bowl of oatmeal. So those are some of my favorites.
Excellent.
Right there, the nuts, the avocados, the coconut, sweet potatoes, and as many greens as you can possibly squeeze in your diet. So, and eat from the rainbow.
Yes, so, color.
Color, lots of color. But that doesn't include Skittles, grape jelly, mustard with food dye, or ketchup. And I have this, like, peeve that our schools still consider ketchup
a vegetable. I know.
It's not even the – first of all, it's not – tomatoes aren't a vegetable. They're a fruit. So if schools are going to hurt our kids, they should look smart doing it, don't you think?
Well said.
But, so that's my little spiel on plant-based foods. But, you know, calories are not – all calories are not the same. It's not as simple as calories in versus calories out. So we really want to be focusing on high-quality calories and not this junk from processed foods. You've robbed and stripped and adulterated it. So as many – if your grandmother wouldn't recognize it, then, you know, you should be avoiding it as much as possible.
That's a good way to identify it. We've gotten so far away from traditional foods. And I'm sure you must be familiar with Sally Fallon's book, Nourishing Traditions.
Yes.
She really put that back on the table.
Yes, and I like that idea. So, but one thing I do want people to understand also is that great health and vitality is about abundance. It should never be about deprivation. And that's why I don't like these low-calorie diets. I don't like really low-fat diets because the minute that humans feel deprived, we're not hardwired for deprivation. And this should be about abundance, but it should be about abundance of things that bring you joy, that bring you health, that bring you vitality. And the food industry has just gotten to this place of creating foods that work on your, believe it or not, this is an actual term, bliss point. They work on foods, they know, they actually, it's like this little war within the food industry that work on foods that are the right combinations of sugar, fat, and salt, that work on the nucleus accumbens in your brain that trigger your addiction center. They trigger addiction and pleasure.
They want us to buy more.
Cocaine and morphine.
That's right.
And so that's how they take up real estate in the grocery stores, by making you more addictive than their competitors, more addicted.
Yes.
So, and that's a real fact. So that really irritates me, frankly. So.
It is. Well, and they know the secrets to getting us to buy more. And I'm being facetious here, it's a brilliant financial marketing move, but it's at the cost of our health.
Well, but even more than the financial part is the actual biological part. They actually know that combination. It's called the bliss point. It's a real term. It was coined in the 1970s by a mathematician. And so once the food industry got a hold of that knowledge, they just jumped on that bandwagon and ran with it. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Yeah.
As is the standard American diet, the sad diet.
Yes.
I always like
it. It really is.
Well, so. On trigger foods, a trigger food could be any food that triggers somebody to overeat. But what are the ones that are typical?
Well, like I just touched on the bliss point, they tend to be foods that are very high in sugar. And if they're high in sugar and also contain high fat, especially the unhealthy types of fat like lard or trans fats, for some reason that combination, like Oreo cookies, that combination of the fat, the high fat and the sugar, literally turns on more cells in the nucleus accumbens, which is the part of the brain that is responsible for addiction and pleasure. That combination turns on more cells in that part of the brain than cocaine and morphine.
Mm.
So that's a biological fact. And so that combination of foods for most people tends to trigger and be a trigger food and will, like, just drop them right back into food addiction, especially of sugar. So when I'm working with people, it's like, and for me, it was birthday cake, the frosting on birthday cake for a year after I went on my program and really tried to get healthy. I could not, now I could do my 90-10 rule, but the one exception was I had to stay away from birthday cake. Like, it was just, that was my crack cocaine. I had to stay away from birthday cake. There was no ifs, ands, or buts, that and donuts. Because the frosting on donuts and birthday cake, I knew it was going to be another week or 2 weeks of hell trying to get back on track. So that's what I mean by staying away from trigger foods. It's like if you're going to go enjoy yourself somewhere, go enjoy yourself, but stay away from the things that you know are your crack. You know, like, just stay away from it. So that's what I mean. And they tend to be foods that are high in the combination of sugar and fat. Things like frosting, things like, you know, that are very high sugary fat foods.
Well, and those are certainly the ones that we argue as to why it's okay. When we're making excuses, and if somebody eats our last piece of cake, our last item that we crave, and we're angry about it, and we'll drive out of the way to get it.
Right.
Bingo.
And ice cream is another one. Like, those types of foods are the foods that trigger that part of the brain. Like, all sugar does it. But when you combine the sugar with, if you eat any sugar in excess, it's going to trigger you. But when you combine that sugar and fat together, it's really bad.
It really takes off. It's kind of a dirty trick, isn't it?
It is. It is. So there's no doubt.
I do like the term that you use, abundance, not deprivation.
Yes.
Just expand on that as well, too, please.
Well, again, we aren't hardwired for deprivation. So we really want people focusing on abundance, the abundance of the right things. And that includes, you know, when people start realizing that they have this abundance of energy when they eat the right food. So, yes, it's an abundance of the right food, no question. And they will suddenly start to taste food again. When they stop eating processed food, they'll say, wow, strawberries are sweet, you know, like really sweet. And they didn't notice that before. And so suddenly they get to eat a whole lot of food. And I have the coolest story of two gorillas in my book, and I probably don't have time to tell you now. But
no, tell it. Go ahead.
So these two gorillas, Bebak and Makolo, they live at the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo. I'll make it short. But they were dying of heart disease, and they were barely middle-aged. And that is the number one cause of death for warehoused gorillas. Wild gorillas don't die of chronic illness like diabetes or heart disease ever. So that caused zoologists to wonder why. And also, warehoused gorillas demonstrate these odd behaviors of pulling out their hair and eating it and regurgitating their food up to four times an hour, and then regurgitating it and then re-eating it. And so that's never seen in wild gorillas. So when zoologists started trying to figure out why this is seen in warehouse gorillas but never in wild gorillas, they started to suspect their diets, because warehouse gorillas are typically fed nutritional cookies filled with starch and sugar. Now, it's meant to give them all of their nutrients, to make sure they get their nutrients. And to me, this seems crazy. It's just as bad as giving children vitamins that are encased in sugar. I think it's insane. But they decided that they were going to the zoologists at the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo, where these two gorillas live, Bebak and Makolo, they decided to try changing their diets back to a natural diet of wild greens, nuts, berries, flax, bamboo, things like that. And they scattered it around their habitat, so they had to move. So it started to take them 75% of the day to forage for the new diet, which was double the calories of the cookies. Double. Within 1 year, the gorillas lost 65 pounds each, and all of the neurotic behaviors stopped, eating double the calories.
So there you have it.
That's why I say it is not as simple as calories in, calories out. It is about abundance. Now, when I tell my clients, guess what? You get to eat a whole lot more food. If you eat the right food, they're excited, because most of them come in telling me, I'm not eating that much, but I'm gaining weight.
And that's exactly it. That was a great story, and it's a wonderful way to end our show. I'm sorry that we do have to end it, and I want to thank you, Tana, for being on the show. We learned a lot.
Great.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. You know, as our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day, and every minute a new minute, and every bite a new bite. It gives us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. So please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hi, I'm Rory Coakley with Coakley Realty. Did you know that Big Brothers Big Sisters utilizes over 100 plus years experience to deliver life-changing mentoring to at-risk children? Big Brothers Big Sisters helps vulnerable kids reach their full potential through one-to-one mentoring relationships. Please join me in supporting this excellent cause by going to bbbsnca.org and make a contribution. That's bbbsnca.org. Consider it done.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFMHD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio and federalnewsradio.com.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A storm front brings all sorts of severe weather from Oklahoma through the South, Midwest, into the Northeast.